Mayor and Mayor Anthony Rennell in the studio again. First off, Mr. Mayor, it's good to see you again, man.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, it was interesting because you and I, last time we talked, I think we were talking about the Colt World Series. But you and I had been chatting on and off about water supply in Marion. I can always remember when we were in the Duratio and the Heron Mayor says to me, we've got a bottom line here and that's not letting the water go off. We're going to keep the water on. And when Rind Lake went down, people went, oh, collectively, and the businesses. You've come up with a plan. You presented it on Monday night at a public hearing, open to the public on Monday night.
Yes, and this had actually been in the works for quite some time.
Oh,
this
yeah?
this was just part of the process to secure an EPA loan. It was to have the public hearing, but we started working on this late in 2017, coming up, formulating a plan. Actually, there's two parts of it. One is the additional elevated water storage of 500,000 gallons, and then the second one is to we got to take down one of our towers, sandblast it, make any necessary repairs, repaint it, and then put it back up in the system. So that's we've actually applied for two loans.
All right, and then you've got two pumps you want to replace too.
The two pumps will be part of the elevated water storage.
The new one or the old one?
The new one.
New one.
Yeah.
All right, so elevated structures, if you know, people aren't familiar with plumbing, you know, that keeps the water pressure on. We pump that water up there a little bit at a time, all that weight in that elevated keeps the water pressure going on.
You get a half a PSI in pressure per foot of elevation.
All right, so important, right, and how much water you've got up there. So what you're thinking is with this much water you would have, if the water just turned off, right, that you'd be able to supply Marion for how long? 2 days?
2 days, a little bit more. We're very conservative, maybe even to the fact that depending on the type of break and the time frame for repairs, you know, hopefully this would make us not have to ask people to shut down their businesses.
Right.
And that's the main thing.
The water tower area that you're considering building has already been surveyed?
It hasn't been surveyed. It's we've had talks with the landowner. It's on a high section of Marion. Actually, pretty high. I think the second highest elevation in Marion. It's on the east side of town in the Melmar area.
Right. All right, so you've got refurbish one tank, get two pumps, replace those the old pumps, get another 500,000 gallons in the elevated tank, and two EPA grants that you have to apply for.
Yep.
What's that process like?
Put your name in the hat.
Yeah.
And we think we got a pretty good hat to put it in and the need.
There's people I know who write grant applications.
Yeah,
it's all how you ask, isn't it?
Yeah, and it is, and we got some Brian Ziegler's doing it for us, and he's got an employee there, Joe Boyke, that has gotten at least two elevated water storage tanks, been involved here in Marion, the latest one on Shane Lane. So the thing about this is, Tom, if we can get this done. Yes, there's going to be costs associated with it, but this is going to give us right at 4 million gallons of stored reserved water. That's huge.
And it's really huge as you watch how Marion continues to grow. Restaurants, right? You see a lot of food places, things up. Hotels, right? When a guest comes into your room down 57, they expect to be able to take a hot shower.
I'm doing a groundbreaking today for one new one.
Marriott today, right?
And the second one is planned for next year.
Right. And there's an expectation there. And we're not talking about the pool. We're just talking about, you know, because somebody needs to come in, take a shower, and there's a glass of water on the table for breakfast or whatever it is. So that expectation. But at the same time, do you have a plan to hook into someone else's water system for a backup emergency? Where does that lie?
Well, it lies with the Corps of Engineers. We've had some subsequent conversation with them, talked about a few things. Myself and city engineer Glenn Clarida is probably going to go there later on in September and have a sit-down talk with him. They don't paint a good picture.
All right. I thought you had to, though. I mean, and what I'm saying by rules, and this is people that I've talked to in other water districts saying, you know, I think there's a law that says you have to have a backup system.
Yeah, there is no backup system in Southern Illinois. We all got our ducks in one pond, and I will say some things. You know, the mayors of Williamson County have met. We're going to meet again next week. We're talking about some things. You know, one is obviously for us, the great thing would be a new lake.
And now I wanted to ask you about this. Is this in place of a new lake, or is it just more practical than a new lake?
It's more practical than a new lake. This is something that we can, the new tank.
Attainable.
The repair, it's attainable.
Yeah.
The new lake, the first thing out of their mouth is there hasn't been a municipal water source built in 30 years.
Right.
Sad.
Yeah. Can I ask you a couple other quick ones?
Yep.
How about that Colt World Series? How do you think we did?
Well, our teams did great. Actually, our Marion host team, coached by Todd Poe and Joe Kretz, I understand they got farther than any host team had ever got.
Good.
And they got into the semis and had a very winnable game. Todd's still taking it pretty hard, knowing he let a game get away from him like that. But we got some things to work on, and we got to get more people there.
Attendance.
Yeah, we got to work on that, tweak some other things. We got to get more of the community involved. It is a very costly affair, but at the same time, the revenue, tourism dollars, revenues that can be generated here is a benefit to the business community and the city itself.
You just recently honored somebody in your community that helped get the young men out of the Thai cave. He owns a restaurant in Marion, doesn't he?
He owns Thai D.
Right.
Tynette is a – you talk to him, and, wow, what a humble person. He'll just tell you that he was over there getting water for the people of Thailand. They knew about his reputation. The army seeks this guy out. Find this guy,
right,
and bring him to us. And he'll just tell you, you know, I was just, you know, one of the, you know, people that was part of the solution. And but he knows how to move water, and getting that water out of that cave was very critical.
Right.
You know, they thought. And, you know, when you're figuring numbers like that, they hope to get 70% of them out alive. They got them all out alive. Yes, the sad part was one of the rescuers died taking oxygen bottles to them.
Right.
But, you know, that's, you know, he knew that risk, and that's, you know, he's a hero himself. But what a humble man, and when you call him a hero, I mean, he just kind of just, you know, just cringes down a little bit. So,
but honored at the city council earlier this month, and it's a small world, isn't it?
It is a very small world.
During your and my lifetime, it's become a great deal smaller.
It has.
Right? It's kind of hard to imagine that we've got a restaurant owner here in Southern Illinois who just happens to be over helping someone else. And his help is needed on his expertise somewhere and being at the right place at the right time to help those guys.
Yep.
And then, of course, you know, being a Marion resident, you know, all the cooler for us all, especially with a happy outcome.
Yes, right? Yes. With the outcome that it transpired, it was something phenomenal because, you know, when the news went on, everybody was watching the news, what's happening to those kids in Thailand.
Right.
You know.
And I was one of them.
I was one of them, too.
I've done a couple of spelunking tours on myself. Not my cup of tea, but I went along anyway. And so, but it gave me a little bit of insight what it'd be like to be, you know, inside of a mountain for 14 days. I didn't like it for 6 hours. Thank you. No, thank you very much.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Anthony Rinella, Mayor Marion, what's next for the water supply meeting and building these new tanks? What's next for you, and what's next for the community?
Well, we're hoping that that other communities didn't have the funds to fund their project if they had been granted. We hope to get one of these loans in December. If not, it'd be next March. So it's going to be a slow process. And, we could get anywhere from 50% to, forgiveness. Probably realistically is 25% forgiveness. So at the worst case scenario, both projects together without forgiveness would raise your water bill $2.16 a month. With 25% forgiveness, it would take it back to about $1.76 a month. Small price to pay for security.
Water security, yeah. Primary need.
Yes.
You don't really realize how much you need it until you don't have it.
Yes.
It's really something, when it comes to being accustomed to and expecting it, that's one thing, because I was in a community, Carterville, where we ran out of water. So you know how hard it is with a bottle of water and toothbrush and trying to shave. And it's just the weird stuff,
Things we take for granted.
Things we take for granted every single day. Yeah. And that's probably number one on the list when you think about it. Clean water coming out of the faucet
when you
turn it.
Turn that faucet on, you want water.